AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A man from Virginia is accused of planting pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic national headquarters. Brian J. Cole was arrested for allegedly placing the bombs the night before the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. At a news conference, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the FBI's arrest is the result of good investigative work.
Let me be clear, there was no new tip, there was no new witness, just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work.
It's still unclear what connection, if any, the act had to the assault on the Capitol the following day by President Trump's supporters. The Trump administration's military campaign against suspected seaborne drug traffickers has resumed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
After a three-week pause, U.S. forces have carried out another strike against an alleged drug boat in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. U.S. Southern Command reports four casualties, and the campaign's drawing congressional scrutiny. Thursday, a Navy admiral told lawmakers there was no kill-them-all order from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in the September attack in the Caribbean, but video of survivors being killed alarmed some lawmakers. Senator Chris Coons.
Secretary Hegseth is responsible for all of these strikes because he's responsible for the campaign and for the rules of engagement and for how it's being carried out.
Senator Tom Cotton echoing the Trump administration.
These are narco-terrorists who are trafficking drugs that are destined for the United States to kill thousands of Arkansans and millions of Americans.
22 U.S. strikes in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific have now killed at least 87 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Scotland, Edinburgh Airport says no flights are operating this morning due to computer problems in the air traffic control system. This is AP News. One of the longest standing streaks in professional sports has been snapped. Correspondent Gavin Coolball tells us more.
LeBron James' streak of 1,297 consecutive double-digit scoring games has ended. On Thursday night, the NBA's career points leader scored only 8 points in the Los Angeles Lakers' 123-120 win over the Toronto Raptors.
I won't make that a habit, though.
James had a chance to extend the streak on the final possession, but passed the ball to Rui Hachimura. Hachimura's three-pointer sealed the win as time expired.
I'll just make the right play. That's all that matters, win, lose, or draw. You make the right play of the game, guys will always give them back to me.
James threw his hands in the air in celebration. He said after the game that he had no thoughts about the streak ending.
None. We won.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.